From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. China announced it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Marissa Melton reports.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year, effective October 1st. It said sales of liquefied natural gas would be banned immediately. Beijing will also ban imports of textiles from North Korea immediately. China accounts for about 90% of North Korea's trade. Such cooperation is critical for Pyongyang, and the most recent sanctions highly increase pressure on the communist country to abandon development of nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
There were some verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly Saturday. One of the most anticipated speeches of the week was North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho.
트럼프와 같이 과대망상과
Ri called U.S. President Donald Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania who is on a suicide mission of his own and peppered his 22-minute address with other choice words and insults. India's foreign minister, Sushma Swaraj, began with a spiritual greeting of namaste and then launched into a verbal takedown of neighbor and rival Pakistan. A strong new earthquake shook Mexico on Saturday, killing at least one person. It toppled already damaged homes and a highway bridge and caused new alarm in a country reeling from two even more powerful quakes that together have killed more than 400 people. The new 6.1 trembler was centered in the state of Oaxaca. This is VOA News. The Turkish parliament has approved a motion extending the mandate for troops in Iraq and Syria. The vote comes after Ankara warned Iraq's Kurdistan region they would take security and possible military steps against it unless it halts a controversial independence referendum planned for Monday. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey's main opposition united with the government to overwhelmingly pass a motion giving its military a mandate to carry out operations in neighboring Iraq and Syria. The parliament met in an emergency session Saturday, 2 days ahead of an independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds. Ankara strongly opposes the referendum, fearing it could fuel secessionist demands within its own large, restive Kurdish minority. On Saturday, the head of the Iraqi armed forces met with his Turkish counterpart in Turkey's capital, Ankara, for talks on the forthcoming referendum. Baghdad shares Ankara's opposition to the Iraqi Kurdish referendum. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The mounting political crisis in Spain over Catalonia's campaign for independence intensified on Saturday with a new row over the control of local polices. Pascal Davies reports.
The state prosecutor says both local and national police have been temporarily placed under a single chain of command and will take orders from the Interior Ministry in Madrid. But Catalan's Interior Chief, Joaquim Forn, says his department and Catalan's police do not accept that decision. The regional government is pressing ahead with plans to hold a referendum, which will ask if Catalonia should be an independent country in the form of a republic. Spain's Constitutional Court has suspended the October 1st vote. Several pro-independence groups have called for widespread protests on Sunday in central Barcelona.
That's reporter Pascal Davies. India has stepped up its security along its largely porous eastern border with Bangladesh and is using pepper spray and stun grenades to block Rohingya Muslims who are fleeing the violence in their homeland of Myanmar. Border forces, citing security risks, have been authorized to prevent attempts to enter the country. About 40,000 Rohingya refugees who pass through Bangladesh from Myanmar are already inside India. Taliban insurgents have ambushed and assassinated a district police head, along with his three bodyguards in southern Afghanistan. In addition, there was a separate attack in the southeast of the country that killed at least five government forces. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.